They are on Daf as Vav Amud Aleph. Ba'anoshim b'chlal ha'nezek. Anoshim ha'bechlal ha'nezek. Minoha nimili. Omar of Yehuda Marat. V'chein tonad ve'rab Yishmo. We have here three limudim. Omakro. Ish o yisho ki yasu mikel chatei sa'odom. This posik in reality is speaking about Hashem Gzeles, that a nifkad was kaifer, we had a pekodim, right, it was meide, bring the kerachem ish v'osham. But it says, by this korban, it says, ish o yisho ki yasu mikel chatei sa'odom. Teres Chaim says, Mikoil Chatei Sa'odom is a very inclusive statement. Is Ishva Akosov Isha Leish Lechol Onshim Shebetoyle. So even though the Proti is this parsha speaking about Kofa Bepikodm, Kofa Benishve, but, and it speaks about that you bring a Kolben, but from Mikael Chatei Sa'odom seems to include that all Averis, and they'll have the same dinim, just like by over here. There's a din of Keren Chaimish V'Hosham, so by Kol Chateis, Ish and Isha Shovim, whatever the Einish might be. That is one limud. Devei Rabbi Lozo Tone, Ve'ele ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Lifneim is a loshen rabim. So, ish va'akosov ish ha-leish l'chol dinim shebetayr. In all dinim, no mishpotim, ish and isha are equal. Ve'echeski v'rabi yeshek lili tone omako, ve'heimis ish o isha. Now, this is speaking about Koifer. Big Marasher Amu had killed an Isha Ye Isha. And it says, the Gambol of Yumos. It says, Pais Koifer, Gambol of Yumos. Ishva Kosu, Isha Le Ish, Rechol Misais Shebetoyre. That means, whenever someone is killed, and there's different halachas, there's Koifer, there's Golas, there's different Einshei Mise. So, it says, Vahemish Ish O Isho, so there's no difference if the Nerag was a Ish O Isho. So I have, in three distinct cases, that an Ish and Isha Hashem, Utsriche. The E Ashminen Kamaise, if it'll only say, the first Posek, that there the Pasuk is saying that an Isha is similar to an Ish because she should be zeichet a kapore. And Dachsime the Teres Chaim says, an all onshim shebetere also a kapore. He says, Bezn is machapa, Malkus is machapa. So all these things that she has the Averis and the Einche Averis, so there it's understandable. Avodinin, but when it comes to Mishpotim, Ish Devar Maso Matan, and a man is, it's Darkei B'Maso Matan, so for a man who was given a Parshas Mishpotim, that which is Negeya, his Hanhogas Achaya. But Isha Loi, Isha normally is not in Masa Matan. She doesn't delve in these in Yodim, so it could be the Halachas were never given for her. The Iyashmin in Dinim, Kihechi de Tevelocha Yusuf. If it would say Dinim, I'll say maybe you're 100% right, that she's not in the business world, but if she wouldn't have these dinim, so no one will sell her anything, because they're governed because she won't be governed by the Mishpatim. So no one will ever sell her anything. So come, she won't, when she'll come into the store, so they won't, she won't be able to buy groceries or meat. Who knows? She has different halachas. Could be, she can be ma'ana the moicher. So mamela, if she won't have these equal halachas, people won't have any shaykhs with her, and she could pashut lose her chiyus. Her chiyuna, people won't sell to her. So therefore, in order that she should be zeichet techiyus, so they said that she's also metzuve in the mishpatim equal to a nish. Aval kaporet. But in the first case, but only say the second case of shetosim lefnei, ish de bar mitzvah en, Ishe de lav bas mitzvah loy. I would think that an Ishe is not a bark bas kapore, because she's a lav bas mitzvah. So, l'davoini, I didn't understand the hiluch of the Gemara. What does one thing have a shaykhis with the other? The klein gashayla, are there kabonis by an Isha? So if I wouldn't say a posik, I would say, no, only by an ish is kabonis, because he's mitzvah mitzvahs. That's why he is a kapore. An ish is not mitzvah mitzvahs, so she doesn't have a kapore. I mean, what is the svore to understand that one should be a sibbe, since she's not mitzvah mitzvah, that's why she shouldn't have a kapore. No, she's potter from tefillin. No, she's potter from Talmud Torah. Good. But that should be, that's why, so if she did a chet, she shouldn't have a kapore. I thought the derech efshel, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps, maybe it's nitin lihiyomel. A woman is potter min a mitzvah. Could be that one of the reasons she's potter from a mitzvah is because her tafkid b'chayim is to be an ezer l'baylo. That's her tafkid. The Gemara says in Brochus, noshim b'may zochin, what a noshim zochet oilam habe, asniyu gavrayu b'rabonon, v'notnu l'gavraya da'osim b'rabonon. Meforshim explained that zeichet tetchias hameisim telam abe you need zchus hatayre where they don't have zchus hatayre. Yeah, they have zchus hatayre. They have zchus hatayre from that they're helping their husbands to learn. I once heard from a goyim, Rav Avraham Weinfeld, zecheinu lebroche, who then maspid his first rebbetzin. He said over a moirdike pshat in the Mishnah in Seif Uktzin, Mishnah says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'hamchi l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai elomis. He said over from someone, what is pshat l'chol tzadik v'tzadik, what's the kefil aloshin, and then what's the cheshben of shai elomis? So he said that Bemison, there are Keser mitzvahs, Tayag mitzvahs, the Araise, and Zayim mitzvahs, the Rabbah. There's Keser mitzvahs. And Shai is the Chatzi of Keser. Osig, so Memele, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamchi Lachol Tzadik Vitzadik. Tzadik is going on the tzadik. The vitzadik is going on Ishtoi, who is Messiah him, that he should be able to do the mitzvah. So she is chaylik, shove b'shove. So tzadik, vitzadik, shai elomis. So we see such a concept that an isha is a nitpal to an ish. That's her tafkid. That's why she's potter from her own mitzvahs, That's why she's potter. She's potter the mazal. She's potter for kibud ovein. She's bushes baila. She. That's her tafkid, to be an ezer for her husband. That's her tafkid. On her ruchni is dike, schusim is from that, tzadik mit tzadik. She's an ezer to her husband, noshim b'maizochim, that is her schus. So she, her atzmi is nitpal lebailo. So I would think, if that's how it goes, so memele, she would not need, just like she doesn't need separate mitzvahs for schusim, so it could be for her avayus also, the schus baila will be making on her. Not that they, that she'll have this, that means the two mitzvahs is a raya that she's a nitpala baila. So since she's potter from mitzvahs, I would think she's potter from kaponis also. She's nitpal and nigra achabaila. So the pasuk says no. For gabi mitzvah she's potter taket. That's her tafkit to be a nezer labaila, and his chusim are divided equally between himself and her. Ashenke, when she does an aver and she needs a kapore, the husband won't help in this situation. She needs her own kaporis. Maybe that's part of the Gemara. V'yashmin and hanitalti, if it would say these two, it says that what? That she's chayu v'kapore keish, she's mitzvah v'bedinim keish, is oche, so I'll each one I'll say oche mishum kapore, v'oche mishum chiyuse. But there should be an obligation. If she was killed, to pay koifer, ish the bar mitzvah l'shalim koifer. Ish aloy. Now, this is also difficult to understand. We'll see Rashi, and then perhaps we'll enter into more difficulties. But Al Kaponin once says, I would say that the din tashlume koifer was only said by an ish, who's a bar mitzvah. An ish is a lav bas mitzvah. I would think if the asher amu had killed her, you don't pay kaifa. V'i yashmin in kaifa, mishum di ke ibud neshama, maybe there, the reason of tashlume kaifa is because of ibud neshama, so then there's no chilek, an ish. Avohani tarti deleke ibud neshome eim aloi tzricha. That's why we need all these three. Let us see what Rashi says. Lifneyem kulon bechlal. Kamaise ish o isha kiyasu. The mishtoi bekolbe. That's when you're about a kolbe. Osmu dechas rachmone alo. The tehevi ki ish lenin kapore. Did she was mitzuve in mishpotem, the loy havoi bechlal dinim have a poshi tagri mino. So people would never sell her anything. She's nifka from all dinim. Who knows what reidloch she could make, and she's nifka mina dinim. Ish, then the Gemara said, if wouldn't say koifer, I would say ish the bar mitzvah, mishal bal asher kaifel yershim, mishum the botlei mi mitzvahs. So here Rashi explains the tzrichas. But I would think that when do you pay kaifel to the yershim? After by an ish mishum the botlei mi mitzvahs. Now I had two ha'oris on this Rashi. Again, I don't know if what I'm saying is emes, but he's barti la'atzmi. I have two horrors. First of all, the lashon of Rashi is giving a reason why you pay kaifer, mishum debotlei mi mitzvahs, because through that the sher killed this person, the So it's mevatalim mitzvahs. The lashon is a very difficult lashon in my eyes. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelas, "Im yishoich anochosh beloy lochash." Will anochosh bite beloy lochash without a lachash? So in Medrash it says on this pasuk, "Omar Rav Abba bar Kahane, lo'ilom ein hanochosh noishech, ve'ein ha'ari toireh." Elim kem nilchash loy milamaylo. There's no such thing that anochosh bites. There's no such thing as an ari is toire. It works a little differently. We're seeing the end result of the lachash milamaylo. There was a cruz milamaylo that this person has to get killed. Oh, he has to get killed. Then anochosh will bite. Without a cruz, it doesn't work. The Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayeshev says, Chayis rois lo yivgu ba'odom im lo yis chayiv misa lo shemayim. If he's not chayiv misa lo shemayim, so Mamela, let us understand. So if we have here a scenario that Reuven wasn't shomer hashoyer, talking about a shoyer hamuit, and the shoyer went and killed Shimon. So we say he has to pay kofer the botlei mi mitzvah, because you are mevatel mi mitzvahs. And shuldig. We'll get a good lawyer. He said, let's look, what's tutzach lamaylo. Lamaylo, there was a cruz. He has to die this and this rega. I was mevatel mi mitzvahs. And shuldig. It was nigzel that he had to die now. Chayvus Avovus and Shaar B'Tochen says, if Reuven killed Shimon 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there was nigzel that Shimon has to die 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, that's not that Reuven made that Shimon should die. Perhaps we could say, the botlei mi mitzvahs means apsazabchine from the galgalim choyva yedei chayim. That means that's true. He had to die 2 o'clock. But that it came through your pshi and through your shoyer, that's already, the botlei mi mitzvahs means that's your responsibility already. Like the Chayvus Avovus says, if a retzeich kills him 2 o'clock, the retzeich is chayiv misa, he can't say it was nigzel. It's not gavre k'tila kotel. Taka was nigzah, but no one told you to do it. And if you do it, you're responsible. So could be, and perhaps that's the emissive shot, that the botlei mi mitzvahs means, abel kaponim, through you the bitl of mitzvahs occurred. That's why you pay kaifa. But the pashtus haloshen is not mashma. It's mashma kipshutoi. Then I had another ha'or on the loshen of Rashi. Mishalem bal asher kofer liyorshim mishum debotlei mi mitzvahs. Now, how did the yorsh? That's true. You pay kofer to the yorshim, but I mean that's not the criteria of it. You pay who you pay kofer to. That's mishalem kofer mishum debotlei mi mitzvahs. Mishalem kofer liyorshim mishum debotlei mi mitzvahs. That means the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that the Yerushim get the Kaif because as Mavatl the father mina mitzvahs. What's the svara for this? Lulei de Mistafine, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps it's Nitin Leheyoma. There's a Sam Sofer on Teres Moshem Bashis Kisavai. And the posik Bahisilcha Hashem Litaiva, some sefer says something very interesting. The Rambam wrote an Igeres to his son. The Rambam said a muimdik statement. Ashrei Odom Shechosav Yomov Bimehira. A muimdik loshen. A person is gliklech. He ended his days early. did not have to have a, he avoided a long life. Ashrei Adam shechosav yomov b'mehir. That's the Loshon HaRambam. So the Chasam Sofer says as follows. L'chol Adam kitzve mahu tzorech l'sakin b'toiro b'mitzvus. Each person, he came on this world with a tafkid, there's a kitzve, what he has to accomplish. Umi shegomar ha-kitzva hi, and if a person accomplished what he has to accomplish, hishlim yomo, so he finished. So if a person can finish the job early, that's what the Rambam is saying. Ashrei Adam shechosam yomo v'meira. He finished his job quickly. Omna, but the Chasam Sofer continues. He's Moisif. Hainu imhu la'atzmoi. That, if the Deen is he himself has a certain thing to accomplish. So if he accomplished it, it's Hashem ishechosa yomo v'meira. Avol im yesh loy bonim oy acherim, but if he has children or others, hapoyel aleihem lehitivo. That means he's finished for himself, but there's others that he could be mashpia, others that he could be meitiv, others he could be mechanech, others he could be melamed. Oz ein kitzvo lezeh, and that. There's no set amount. There's no set amount. That means what a person can accomplish with others, what he had to do for himself, that's there's a set amount. But what he can do with others, there's no such thing. The more the merrier, the more he can accomplish, the greater his accomplishment is. And that there's no kitzvah. So perhaps we could say as follows. That what the Medrash says, in Yishech Hanochash Peloy Lochash, or the Chaim HaKodesh says that a Chai Yisrois Lo Yivku Bo Odom Im Lo Yischayiv Misa Lo Shamayim, that's B'Noigeya his Kitzveh. That means how long he has to live. So if he has a certain amount of years to live, so he's going to live those years. A chayero will not be megareya from these years. They're speaking about his kitzvah, what he has to do for himself. But the Chasam Sofer says when it comes l'acherim, there's no such thing as a kitzvah. So it could be that when by killing him by himself by killing him he's taking away from the achera, and on that is no kitzvah. So could be that's what Rashi is saying, that ish the bar mitzvahs the botlay mi mitzvahs, what mitzvahs? Now we're not speaking about his mitzvah of tefillin. Because you matel him from tefillin, that's why you give kofer to the yoshim. No, his mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah limatam ha'ismas b'neichem, this mitzvah that he has to be meitev l'achine. He could be, without this, it could have been nimshach. And that is no kitzvah. And that could be, he was mevatelim. Maybe, I don't know if that is pshat, and if it's nitin layoma, but perhaps let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis, Hishwa Kosov Ishalish. So Taisvis says, Hainu Davke Hechida Parsha Nemro Beloshen Zocha. Where do I need a limud that an Ish Veisha are Shovim? Is if I have a mashmois from the parsha that it's by an ish, it said b'loshen zochah. So therefore, I have these lamudim hishva isha leish. כיהי בראש תמורה, בפורך עמי יצטרך ריבוי לעניין תמורה, לפי שהפר שנמר בלושן זוכר, ואיש והכוסב איש של איש, זאת אומרת, שאירו נראה ריבוי, איש והכוסב איש של איש, לכל דינים שבתאיר. Then you need a ribui, and then I have this ribui. Avol heiche dechsiv ish behedye. But if it says beferish in the posik ish, padai hosem tzach ribui, then this ish ve ish le ish lechol, lechol dinim shebeteire will not apply if the teire by a certain aloche said ish, that's amiyat, ish ve lo isha. Then you need a besondere ribui. Ki hi de perik arba misis, ish ki yekalo, ein li ele ish, isha minay, she nira besundere riboy. Here it would not help the ishva kosov ishali. Shatosis gives us guidelines. The ishva kosov is only applicable when there's a loshen zocher, so then the ishva helps. But if the Torah was mefaret ish, ish is a miyot an isha. Bim taima. לקמון בשער שנוגח ארבוע וחמישה. The Omar שער שער שיבה. It says seven times in the parsha שער. In one of the seven times it says שער is להובי שער האישה. To tell me that if a אישה had a שער and he killed someone, she's also חייב קייפה. כבי שער שהיימס. פרקטויסוויס. Amai yitzlech ribui, ohosam loiksiv ish, that doesn't say beferish ish, ba'avol gav dechsiv gambol of yumos, ein el aloshen zocha ba'almas, that's aloshen zocha. And aloshen zocha, we have ish va ish ala ish. There it seems I need a special shayr to tell me shayr shalisha. Ba'imer Rabbeinu Tam, didarshinen hosam, the Gemara darshins over there, negiche lemise un negiche lenezokim. So vice tois, we are medame, the negiche, when the shayr was maimis, to the negiche when the shayr was mazik. Bahavu yelfine min nezokim dechsibu ish. By nezokim it says ish, ki yigayv shayr ish. So by nezokim it says shayr ish. Lemuta isha. Ilav riboy deka. That's a need a riboy deka to tell me that even though it says sherish, a sherish is also chayv. Ashatosim lifneim, hishva akosov isha leish. Now, before we go into the Tosfos, I'd just like to mention the Marei Mesode, it's nageh perhaps later in Tosfos, but the Maimisode says as follows. When we're learning Chumash, Ve'ela Amishpotim Ashetosim Lifneyen, there are two translations of Tosim Lifneyen. There's one translation, Tosim Lifneyen, Mashmoi Sheyiu Noyegim Be'elu Hadin. That these mishpotim is tosim lifneim, that these lifneim should be mekayim these mishpotim. And this is going on the posik, kaysoima lebeis yakei visagid lifnei Yisrael. So the posik is telling us, asher tosim lifneim, that means these mishpotim are going on the beis yakei, the bnei Yisrael. So Mamela, that's the Lifneya. So this is going on the dinim which are applicable for the Noshim and Anoshim. That's what Agamora is speaking about. But there's another translation, Asher Tosim Bifneya, which means Shetefareish Utelamdaim Lohireis. You should teach them these mishpatim. It should be kishulchan aruch. You shouldn't say the aloche one, two times and say you finished. The aloche should be explained and clear. So Asher Tosim Lifneim is also going on the Dayonim. So it's going on the Balei Dinim, there's a Loshen Lifneim, a Loshen Rabim, which is Koilul, Beis Yaakov Bnei Yisrael, and it's also going on the Dayonim. Now, so Paktoisviz, Tema. So if we say that Lifneim is Marbe Ish V'Isha, so we'll have to say that the other translation of Lifneim, as she should explain to them the Halachas, they should know how to paskin. You tell me Lifneim means Ish V'Isha. So in other words, you're telling me that an Isha is Kshei Halodin. That's the Lifneim. We have two Taichim in Tosim, but the Lifneim is Marbe Noshim. So it comes out that Anisha is Kshei Halodin. And who says not? Teime, Olifneim loy airi elo b'ksheirim lodin, techein darshine bepeg pascha de gitten, lifneihem v'loy lifnei had yoytis. So the lifneihem comes to tell us that the those who are roi to paskin have to be smuchim, not had yoytis. And if you tell me Lifneim is Mar Benoshim, the Isha Psula Lodain, and Isha Psula Lodain, the Snan Beperik Bosimin, Kol HaKosha Lodain Kosha Lahoiv. We have guidelines. Whoever is a kosher Adayim is kosher to be an eight. And let's go backwards. It works backwards also. Kol HaKosha Lahoiv is Kosha Lodain. The Isha Psula Lohit Kedemrin and Bachival, Bomdu Anoshim, Blay Noshim. But Perik Shvua said this. So Memele, so Taisva says, so Sishtipnit, how could you say in the same breath that Lifneim is Mar Benoshim, if the Lifneim is also going on the Shetosim Lohoi Raisam, the Alochis, the Lifneim is going on the Dayonim also? Aisha cannot be a dain because she can't be an eight, and Chazal are mashve eidus to dayonis. V'yeshloimer Sotaisva says, I got news for you. Anisha's kosher lodi. Anisha can be a dain also. He the perik bosimin. Ah, it says in perik bosimin kol a kosher lodi and kosher loid. Be'ish ayri, kloima kol ish akosher lodein kosher loid. That's pshat. It means an ish that's kosher lodein is kosher loid. But an ish, if ashtetzich, she's possible, but not that in a kosher adayin has to be capable of being an aid. We're just saying a kosher adayin, if he's kosher ladies, so if he has the qualifications of being a dayan, he could be an aid also. But an ish is like a kosher lodi. So I'm saying, so Tais is saying a chiddush that an ish is kosher lodi. Like Tais is, I'm saying it's a big chiddush, lochayre, it's enough in the posik in ach. Vihi shoifto as Yisrael bidvoiro. It says by Dvoira that she was a dayan. So you see, Klo, I'm not saying big chedushin that a lady could be a dayan, but he shaped as Dvoira, as Yisrael. So Tais says, no. From, without my chedush, from this posik, you can't bring a raya. Ain lo vi raya di shek sheira lodein. Vishamo yimekablo no yisaleim, vishum shchine. There wasn't, if the both baleidinim are mekabal a dayan, so then the mekabel, so then this person could be down to the toyed. You don't need any qualifications of both, if both balidinim want to be mekabel on themselves, this person for a dayan. And the reason they chose dvoire for a dayan is because, the shchina was shayrana, so they held that, they'd end up with a, very accurate psak din. Very authentic psak din, so they were mekabel of adayim, but it could be that an ish is posel lodin. But I'm telling you, from our sugya, we see that an ish is kosher lodin, because lifneim is mal benoshim, and lifneim is also going on
the Dayanim, Tosim is going on the Dayanim. Vim Taima, Begitten Darshinen, Lifneim, Lemutei Hedyoitis, Bohochi Darshinen, Lerabois Ishe. So it's very unclear. So Lifneim is a Ribui, is a Miut, it's very modern, it's here we're Marbe, here we're Mamayit. If it's a ribui, if it's a miut, I mean, how? Yeshloima, the hosam memayit, mishim de lefneim, koi alahim dechsiv beparsha. In parsha's mishpotim, adalakim yovid varshneim, echveis it says alakim. Alakim means mumchem, smuchem. So the lefneim is going on the Lakim that it says late in the Parsha. So the Lakim, so the Pasuk said Klo, that a Bezdin has to be made out of Smuchim. Ad Lakim Yovi Devashneim. It has to be Smuchim. Now it says Lifnehem V'loi. Not I'm speaking about, that's a good dying, but anyone is kosher. No, no, Lifnehem V'loi Lifnei Hedyotis. The Lifneim is going on the Lakim. You need to be Mamayit Lifneim below Yedyaitis. But the Lifneim is also Marbe Noshim. Forget if you have Noshim, that if Smich will also be good. But the me it is because I have another, when we're speaking about the Dayonim, I have a posit that speaks what a Dayan should be. Adain should be a mumche. Vim taima, fraktoisves, beloi lifneim, pepele debine mumchem melekim, alakim yovid vashneim. Fraktois says, this whole thing is based because it says alakim. So finish. So when the Torah speaks about adin Torah, the Torah mentions alakim, which means mumchem. So why over here do you need a lifneim, beloi lifneim? If it wouldn't say the Lifneim, it's also like that. I mean, if the Torah, when the Torah spoke about Bezdin, the Torah said their qualification, Lakim is means smuchem mumchem. So finish. So I have no right to say that someone who doesn't have the caliber of a samuch or of a mumche, that he can be a dayan. So why do you need a miut? Lifneim v'lo lifnei adyaitis. In time of Lelif name, Tabelet de Bina Mumchim Melekim, via Schleimer, the Lifneim Itzrech, Lechol Devar Isui Ukvie, Afa Pish Einoi Din, the Boy Mumchim, Bechemuch Bekamed the Sanhedrin, the Dorish Mesher Tosim, Eilu Kli Adayonim. So Taisvis says as follows. Taisvis says, there are two functions what a Bezdin does. There's one function that a Bezdin is done at Din Torah. There's a dispute, there's a differences of opinion. Adalakim Yavoy Devashneim. That's one function of Bezdin. And that function, it says Lakim, you're 100% right. I don't need a meal. It says a Lakim, so you need that Kimuk. Ve'elu ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Tosim lifneim, Chazal Darshin, tosim lifneim, elu kli ha-dayonim. There are certain kelim which dayonim need. These are kelim which convince people to do what Bezdin wants. These are kelim which are very convincing kelim. These are the kli ha-dayonim. And that's when Bezdin forces someone to do things. Now, in order to be capable of forcing, it's not a din Torah. For example, the din is that there are certain tziurim that you force a person to give a get. Fine. It falls into this category. But you need a psak Bezdin that you should force. That means a Bezdin is the paskin, in this case the force. He needs smuchim for that also. The Nesivis says, the Ktzai says, the Meshayv of Nesivis, There's a din by mitzvahs, koifen oisei achetetzei nafshoi. If a person says, and by mitzvahs, person was very convincing. If he didn't want to make a sukkah, didn't want to give tzedakah, koifen oisei achetetzei nafshoi. But you need a psak bezin on this. Not a person that can know he can do this. Koifen oisei, you need a psak bezin. This psak has to be to, through mumchim. So the lifneim of lo yivnei adyaitis, this drash is going that I need the tosim elu kli adayonim, where the bezn is used, they are determining that there should be a kfiyah in this instance. This determination has to be through mumchim and not through adyaitis. That means the psak has to be, the dying doesn't have to hit the nidin, that he can get someone else to do, but al kaponim, that a psak, that this should be done, has to be nifsak through mumchim. The heim is ish oi isho. Taimo. The kro kamoksi, ki yigach shoyr es ish oy es isha. Now, let us just say that there are two psukim. Says on Parshas Mishpatim as follows: V'chiyigach shoyr es ish oy es isha v'meis sokol yisokol asher leyochlas pesorei uval asher noki. So this first pasuk is speaking about a tam that killed ish oy isha. Posik choftes v'imsher nagahu mitmor shirush and bohuad bevolo. If the share was a mu'ud, v'lo yishmerenu v'heimis ish ayisha, again ish ayisha, sher yisoko v'gam bolo v'yumos. Im kaif yishusolo, it says nosim pidyan avshe. Now between you and me, the second v'heimis ish ayisha is miyuta. Because I could understand the aloch without the ishish. Rigach shoyr es ish oy es isha v'meis. So it says the first bala shel noki. Vim shel nagachu mitmor shir shoyn v'heimis. So it's going on before. Isha isha asher yisokol. It again says isha isha. So we'll see Taisus brings down, so the Gemara makes a whole drash from the second Ish. Ish is going on something else. We'll see soon what's going on. So Vector Taisus was fine. The second Ish is Miyuta. The Chi of Kaifa I'll learn now from the first Ish. So why did our Gemara bring the second Ish, which is going on something else, Lagamri? That's Taisus Kasha. Tame. The Kro Kameki Garsher Es Ish O Yes Ish Avle Hochelasuye. The mikra, the second pasuk, the vehem is ish. Darshin and bishar shenoga chabov chamisha, ma ish nezokov liyoshov. The Gemara darshins ma ish nezokov liyoshov, af isha nezokel liyoshov. The Gemara makes a drash as follows: even though the halacha is that a husband yarshins a wife, afal pikein koifer, he does not yarshin. Since the schus tashlume koifer, she acquires after she dies, so that's called roi, ven abal yerishes ishtei beroi. That means he only yarshins what she possessed, bechayel, what she acquired, lachem isoso, he doesn't yarshin. So the Gemara makes this drash, is ma ish, just like an ish, his wife doesn't yarshin him, his children yarshin him, is an isha, the husband doesn't yarshin kaifa. That's, so the second vehem is isha isha, is coming to tell us this din. So, the second Vehemis is speaking about something else, Lagamri. The first Isha Yisha is coming to tell me the Din Kaifa, so Taisvis is asking, the Gemara brought the wrong person. L'chol Mises, Klayma Shechayovin Aleim Misa Eikaifa, wherever there are Chiyuvim for killing a person, so there's no difference if the person is a Ish or an Isha. Because a neshama was nevad, we're not speaking about that she's chayv if she killed. We're speaking about that the one who killed her is chayv. Mishum kapore chas rachmon alei bimtoima. So the Gemara says, if it only say the first pasuk, I would think there we were medame isha leish because she's getting a kapore. Bimtoima im loyhuk shalinyan onshin klal koshkan avachos alotvei shloyhoye boinish loyhoye tzricha kapore klal. The Midrash is telling me the Hekish is coming l'tayvoso. The Hekish is telling us she's chayiv on the chatois and she has a kapore. She can't say the whole reason is for the kapore. If you want to be makel on her, so she should be potter, she should be potter from everything. That means there's other psukim that says klor that noshim achayv onshim. So for this the pasuk is telling us that a kapore will help for a nisha. Zok the Gemara vayta. It says in the Mishnah hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumim. Now hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumim literally means that both of them chip into the tashlumim. That means the mazik pays a chelik of the tashlumim, and the nizik, by not getting paid, also is chipping into tashlumim by not getting paid. We'll see so. Itma. So now we're going to go the violent to another sugim. We'll come back to our Mishnah. So, itma. Palganiske. That what a tam pays chatzi nezik. Rapopo omar momoina. Rapopo says it's a chiyav moment. He owes it. It's not a punishment. The bal asher owes the money. Avune bereid Rav Yeshua omar knosa. Avune says, it's a knas, it's a punishment. He doesn't owe a penny. But it's a punishment. Rapopo omar momoina. Kesovar stam shvorim. Lav becheske shimo kaimi. Stam shvorim, one should have been aware and expected that this could have occurred. They're not becheske shimo, they're not becheskes that they take care of themselves, I don't have to watch over them. It's not true. The lav becheske shimo kaimi. So memele, possessing a shoyer, tam, means if I let the shoyer out, you should know I can't let him out without watching what he's doing. So memele, ubedinu de boile shlume kule. So theoretically, you should pay nezek sholem. You have no legitimate excuse why you didn't watch it. You know that it's a shoyer, it has to be watched. V'rachmonu dechosalei. So, Apope said, so really, that what he's getting away only by paying half, the teire rachmonus on him. Dakati loye yaye ture. He didn't become a mu'et. That means, it was something zicher that I should have thought of, but since it's not a mu'ed, so the Torah was makel on him. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Shua omar knosa, yolz chatzi nezik is a knas, stam kesova, stam shvorim b'cheske shimu kaimi, stam shvorim, one could assume that they wouldn't do such a thing. Ubedinu d'loy l'shalim klon. So that means, theoretically, if my share was mazik, it's a shock of my life. My share should be mazik. So memela, so I really, I'm potter to pay the nizik because I should have never expected that this would have occurred. And memela, so I'm not obligated to pay for the hezik. Ubedinu d'loy l'shalim klon. Parachmonu de kanse, the Torah cancelled the Torah cancelled the Baal Asher, ki eche de linterei leture, that he should, Torah wanted to watch Asher, that's true, it's unexpected, and it really should be part of, but I want you to watch it for an unexpected occurrence. So therefore, if you know, you'll have to pay for it. And we learned in the Mishnah, Hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumim. That both of them share the tashlumim. Is bishlam lamandom apalgeniska mamoina, according to Rav Pope, einu d'shayich nizik b'tashlumim. That means, theoretically, he should have gotten paid the whole nizik. Mazik really owes him the whole nizik, and he somehow He's bearing also half of the nezek, so the nizek is betashlum. El lemandi amapal geniske knosa, but according to Avuna b'reid Rav Yeshua, apal geniske knosa. So he's sharing in the hezek. Hashte the lavdi deishoko. He's getting a chatzin nezek which he doesn't deserve. B'tashlumi mise. So it's called he's sharing in the nezik. This person who his share was mazik is innocent. You shouldn't even get a prute. It was an onus. And lamaisa, you're getting chatzi nezik, so it's called you're sharing in the tashlumi. So Mar says, lo yitzriche elo lepchas nevela. Now what the Mishnah says, a nezik, a mazik, but tashlumi is not speaking about that he doesn't get paid the whole nezik. It means if the nevela, it means if from the hezik till amod bedin, let's say the shor nezik b'shas the hezik was worth $100, so he owes him $50 b'shas the amod bedin, b'shas amod bedin, it's worth less. It's worth less, so the it's worth less. So Lamaisa the Nizik is going to lose. That means the Hezik was worth $100. Bishas Hamod Bedin. So Mameli was mazik him $100. It was worth $200, mazik him $100, let's say, so he owes him $100. Bishas Amod Bedin, it's worth only $100 now because of the pchas of the nevela. So he only owes him $50. He only has to pay the value that it was worth Bishas Amod Bedin. And that what it became worth less, bein misal Amod Bedin, the nizik loses from this. So leinitzra elo lepchas nevela. That's what means hanizik b'tashlumim. The nizik also loses out by the tashlumim, that the shume is made how much it's worth b'shas hamod b'din, not how much the hefzid was b'shas the hezik. Let us see Rashi. Mamoine. Dinu sheyishalmenu. Palgen iska mamoine. The din is ve'einoi knas. It's not a knas. V'nafke mine di moide mekame deleisi sadi loimifta. Afke mine, if he was moide before Edom came, so since it's moment, loimifta. Now, we have to notice a very shvera Rashi for two reasons. One reason, if Rashi wants to explain the difference between momen or knas, so why does Rashi have to go into machloikis moide beknas vachekach boedim, which is a machloikis vaita in the Gemara via potter or chaye? Moide beknas, everyone holds his potter. We mentioned yesterday, it is known among us vaidoas baldin. So if Rashi wants to explain the difference of if it's momen or knas, if he's moides, he mechaye. If it's momen, vaidoas baldin, kmeidim domi. If it's knas, he's not mechaye. Why does Rashi have to go into a machloikis vaita for moide vaachekach boedim? This kasha. And Rashi Subistaka says this. Rashi Subistaka says, if Momen or Knas is, if he's Moid, if he's Chayim, not with Moid of Achakach Boid. There's another Kasha that the Neidib Yudah asks on this Rashi, Amuridike Kasha. The Gemara further, that I inhale Madonna. The Gemara says, if I hold Moide beknas vachakach boedim is potter, that is dafke if chiev atzmai beklum. But if loy chiev atzmai beklum, then there's no din of moide beknas vachakach boedim. Now, let us explain what this means. It means as follows. The Gemara says, if a person comes to Bezin, and he says, you know, I stole a shir, I shechted it, I'm telling you, right? So, Bezin starts making a cheshbon. Let's see what this person is saying. He stole the shir, she owes Karen, Kefil, Talad Vehei. So Bezin tells Ezach to, Karen, you mechuyiv to pay. My dos badin, that's not a knas, you mechuyiv to pay. The Kefil and the Talad Vehei, since you're such a honest person, you're moide beknas, we pat for you. Oh, so it takes a sigh of relief, and, oh, Hashem, he got away with, not too bad. That's the depth of the Moide Beknas. Adam come later and say, you know, he shechted everything. No, Moide Beknas vachkach beidem is potter, according to this mantra. It's potter, fine. Then the Gemara brings a second scenario. The owner of the behemoth comes over to this ganef. You stole my behemoth. I never stole your behemoth. He's makrish and bez. To aid them come, they say that he stole the behemoth. Fine, a peasant says, oof, you have to pay careful. So now this ganef starts thinking, hey, it's better to be honest. You know what, Rabbeisai, I shechted the behemoth also. So now I, now, upon them, and then Adam come and say, Shech the Behemoth. So then the man says, no, you did your chayv dal day. Why? Because this Aidor, what did you say? You patted yourself. You tell me I shechted it. It's potter atzmei miklum. There's no obligation. By saying you shechted it, you're not bechochem. You know, by knas, you're not mechuyv to pay anything. So what, Mishlam, if you would say, God nafti v'tovachti. So we see some, honestly, that's called a hidor, you were maida, I'm chayev. Good, so then we'll take away the knosses. But if you were, you just said tovachti and machalti, which is not obligating you to pay anything, such a hidor doesn't part to you, but maida b'knas v'achkachti. As I said, tomorrow, weiter darf ein, hey. Trägt den neude Behud, der Rashi says, ob ich noch an Afgemine, if palgeniske knosse, palgeniske mamoine, if we'll come to Bezin and say, you know, Rabboisai, my share was mazik. What was that time? The time was mazik. And then Adam came later. So it's made the beknas vachakach bo Adam. That this person, when he said my share was mazik, he wasn't mechayv himself anything. It's a knas. So mele, so why if achakach bo Adam, why is he potter? This kasha the Neidib Yudah asks on Rashi. So the Midas has a very interesting test. No. In this case, he did something. You know what he accomplished? He said that the shayl was negeach. Fine. So now I'll know if this will happen two more times, it'll become a muid. So his first Haidah was not, he's not getting away with everything. His first Haidah is a step closer to Mu'ud. He doesn't have to pay yet. But this Haidah is Mechayiv him that after two Negichas he's going to become a Mu'ud. So that's not called Peter Atzmei Miklo. Let us see the Gemara further. Rashi further. Lav b'ches kashim mekaymi shirigilim b'negiche וצריכן שמירה בתשלומים מש בדשניים מפסד אימומים בתשלומים שזה משל המחצה וזה מפסד מחצה שייך נזק בתשלומים כלומר מפסד מה שאירוי לו דבוי למשקל כולה שזה פושע בשאירוי שלו ישמרה בתשלומים מיסה בבסול פאג נזק הכנוס ביטמי דמש משם מפסד מדינוי פחס נבילה דחול פחס נבילה דניזיקו. Whatever the nevela will become worthless, the nizik loses. Behind the shaykh nizik betashlumim, shafilo oisei knas, shezik salay teure. So even though, let's say, if we would be shum, the nevela b'shasta ezik, he'd be entitled to $100. Einei neitel kulei. Now you shum what ezik was b'shasta mod bedin. They'll only get $50.